If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Good evening, everybody. Sorry to be a little bit focused on my work while doing this quick daily update, but I kind of have a cold right now and I'm hoping to get home as soon as possible. So I just want to touch on one thing today, and I think that thing is education. I mean, I guess a quick update would be the fact that currently working on our application for Y Combinator. If you haven't heard of it, look it up, Silicon Valley. It's making us think through a lot. Working on a portal for our website, fascinating. You probably don't care at this moment, and I'll give you more stuff in the future. But today I was actually mentoring a group and we started talking about education. And by group, I mean a father and his son, and they probably will listen to this or watch this. But I don't know, we started talking about education and it kind of made my mind think about where we're at today in education. And I really think that creativity is a really important part of education. I actually think it's just as important as literacy. Now, a problem I believe we have in education today is children are being taught how not to be wrong. And if that makes sense to you, I guess to be more specific, the education system today teaches students that they need to get A's and they need to do it right the first time. They can't explore multiple different forms of learning. So I think it's fair to argue that being creative means that you have to be willing to be wrong. I think the education system, to be completely honest, treats being wrong as the worst thing possible. And I think that's a problem. I think in doing this, the education system actually teaches children how to stray away from their natural urge to give up. Natural urge to give it a go. Sorry, give up. I keep saying I believe this because, well, it's not necessarily true. It's an opinion. And see, I gotta put my computer in view because or else it just looks like I'm looking at air, but I think times are changing big time. And I think people at one point needed to go to school. And I'm not telling anyone out there not to go to school because that's just not true. But I think people needed to go to school in order to get a job. So a bachelor degree now holds very little weight and really doesn't guarantee you a job at all, like it did back in the day. Degrees have had a form of inflation over time, if that makes sense. So I think this is shifting really quickly. And I think having children go to school just to attend university is not really equipping them with, I don't know how to put this, equipping them with the ability to get a job right away. Because I think we can look at intelligence. And as I said, I think intelligence is fundamental to education. And I think there's three main things, all right? I think it's diverse, I think it's dynamic, and I think it's distinct. So number one, it's diverse because we think in many ways. So We think visually, we think in sound, we think in movement, think abstractly. So it's super diverse. It's not the same. And if you look at the education system today, we pretty much teach it the same way. It's also dynamic. So intelligence is full of original ideas. So it comes from interactions. It comes from many different ways of seeing things. And that definitely is not something that is done in today's education system. And lastly, like I said, it's distinct. So people have their own ways of doing things. If you look at the most successful people in the world today, they legitimately, commonly, are a lot of people that either didn't go to college or they didn't pay attention in school. They got Fs. They kind of rebelled against the system. So I think it's interesting that these are the people that are successful in society today. So I kind of think we need to redefine how our education system works. I think our current way is kind of stripping away children's ability to be innovative and to really capture their intelligences. And the reason that really scares me is because university is trying to teach you how to prepare or how to be more prepared for the future. Yet the future is changing so rapidly that we don't even know what's going to happen 3 years from now, yet we're not teaching everyone how to innovate. So that's horrifying. We're not teaching them how to be creative. That's horrifying. So I think we need to start using our imaginations. I think we have to start using our creativity. I think we have to start using it wisely. And I think we have to face the uncertain and problematic future differently, if that makes sense. So I just think, me, once again, and this came up today, I think if you're self-aware enough to know what you want to do, I don't think you need to go to college. Straight up. I think if you're self-aware enough to know that you can be an incredible entrepreneur, if you know you can be a marketer, if you know you can do something in design, do it. If you're self-aware enough to know you can do it, you can do it. So, my personal experience is I went to college. I believe, to be completely honest, I think I did it for my parents. I believe I was self-aware enough to know that I wanted to be an entrepreneur the whole time. So, I made deals with my teachers. I told each of them if I ever drop below an A, they can take away my attendance scores, which was a big deal at the University of St. Thomas. I told them straight up, you can take away my attendance score if I drop below an A, but if I don't drop below an A, I'm not showing up to school. And I know that sounds ridiculous, and I wouldn't tell anybody to do that if you didn't already know what you needed to do and you didn't know how you were going to accomplish that. But that's what I did, and I didn't show up to class in college. I worked on perfecting my craft, which was entrepreneurship. I created companies and failed epically. I also sold a couple. But the only reason why I did that is because I went in with self-awareness and I blocked out all the noise around me. I knew it wasn't the normal way to do things, but I was okay with that because all I wanted to do is make myself the happiest person I could be. So I hope each of you think about that, because I think today really helped me really dive into that and process it better. But do things that make you happy. Be self-aware enough to understand what you should be doing in your life and block out all that outside noise. Block out everybody that's telling you what you should be doing at this moment. I guess I got a little sidetracked and just straight up talked to the camera and talked to all of you guys instead of working. So thank you for that, and I hope each of you have an amazing evening, and we'll talk probably tomorrow night. We'll see. All right, bye guys.